Do, the magician. Were you disappointed because you failed to get Chandu's money changer trick when he offered it to you a few weeks ago? Then listen. Chandu brings this magic trick back to you. Once again, you can have Chandu's Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. Place a penny on a table, then cover it with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny is gone. In its place is a silver dime. You can perform this fascinating trick over and over. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail a quarter and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer tonight. Knowing that Robert Regent has been tricked by the sinister Roxor, Frank Chandler and the Regent family have followed Regent from Cairo to Singapore, and then to the East Indian island of Sumatra. There they meet him, finding him still certain that Roxor's agents will turn over to him the drawings and the deadly formula stolen from the Regent home in California. Chandler insists that the Regents return to California at once, but at that moment, the mystic psychic summons is heard, and Chandler hears the voice of his teacher, the yogi, in an ominous warning. Chandler is not to permit his family to leave him. Moreover, a time is at hand when he will be in danger of losing all the occult powers he gained during the long years of study in India. The present scene is a corner of the lounge of the Sabang Hotel in Medan on the island of Sumatra. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
Daddy and Bobby talking about all this time. It's almost 8 o'clock.
They'll be down in a little while, Betty.
Bob's wanted a chance to talk to your father for a long time.
I hope they haven't gone out anywhere. I feel as if this whole town was full of those awful men. What do you call them?
The Dakukafai.
Oh, so do I. I wish you wouldn't insist on our staying over here, Frank.
Dot, you know I wouldn't have had that message from the yogi without a good reason.
You know, that's another thing. I don't see why he has to be so obscure. Why can't he come right out and tell you what he means?
Because I have to work these things out for myself.
Oh, I just wish we could go home so Robert could take a long rest and get well. He's done enough.
Oh, let him alone, Dot. Can't you understand how he feels? He's already lost 9 years from his work.
Well, that's just it. But if he must work, it can be on something Roxor doesn't care about. There must be something that won't threaten his life every moment.
You know Robert's work is his life, Doc.
Oh, Frank.
He's not the first man to risk his life for what he's trying to do for the world. Look at the atomic scientists.
Oh, I often think of them and their wives.
Two or three of those men have died just to gain a little more knowledge for other men to go on with.
I know what Mother means. It's not fair.
Well, we can't...
What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm going to see. I'll be right back.
What was he looking at, Mother?
I don't know, dear.
Look here. What's this all about?
Duan?
You've been standing here in the shadows for 15 minutes. And now there are half a dozen other police officers stationed here. What's the matter?
The crowd, Duan. On such days as this, we always watch.
Don't try to put me off. I know there's something wrong here tonight.
How could Duan know?
I lived in this part of the world for years. I know the signs. Now tell me, what is all this?
There has been warning of a feud, as Tuam would say. It is expected there may be difficulty tonight.
You mean some of the hill people, or what?
Tuam, I cannot tell. I only stationed here by Her Majesty's officer.
Hmm? Oh, I forgot for a moment this was Dutch territory. What do you expect to happen?
It is not known, Tuam. But these people who have been brought by the hotel to amuse travelers tonight are thought to be among the men in the difficulty.
Difficulty? That's hardly the word to apply to a blood feud that may end in murder.
Why, Back to One will not tell any of other travelers what I have said.
Certainly not. And I'll appreciate it if you don't tell your superior officer that I was asking a question.
Oh, not to One. The trouble may not come if we watch.
Come sit down, Uncle Frank. Look over there. He's a singer or something. Doesn't he look fierce?
He certainly does, Betty.
Who was that man you were talking to?
Well, just one of the native police force. The hotel asked for extra police because of the crowds in town for the celebration.
I shall tell a tale in the manner of the English, beginning once upon a time.
Strange beginning for a storyteller who looks as if he were straight out of the jungle.
I wish Daddy and Bob were here to see him.
Far, far in the jungle, where darkness lives even when the sun is high, lived a tribe of warriors, fighting men. Each was tall and strong, skilled in battle, and without fear. So that the other tribes walked softly and in terror.
This is the kind of stuff I like.
This
all that sticky
is the
stuff.
Way.
Mom, where'd you come
the
from?
Jungle.
Where's Dad?
He'll be here in a few minutes, Mom.
Now you must know that this tribe had gained their great strength and power through secrets known only to their wise men. And their wise men bowed before Malakon Haiya, the deadly cobra.
Cobra gun.
Lord of the jungle was the great cobra.
Oh, I don't like this.
It's only a story, Mother.
I don't care.
Sit still, Dot.
You can't mean this is the message the yogi meant.
I don't know yet.
Now it was known to all that men of this tribe did not die from the venom of King Cobra. So it happened that in the darkness, when the warrior tribe slept, the wise men of another tribe brought a beautiful maiden to the village and went softly away.
I can't stand this, Frank. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, Mom, for Pete's sake.
Well, I'll slip out through the door here. Don't get up.
Or they said to each other, if the warrior tribe believe their cobra god desires this maiden, they will keep her, and she will learn their secrets.
You know, he's looking right at you, Uncle Frank.
Keep still, Bob.
And so it was. But among the warrior tribe, only the son of the chief stood by the council fire to beg the life of the maiden. For when he saw her, with her eyes like the soft eyes of a frightened cheetah, he loved her.
Wouldn't you know it would get around to love?
But the wise man knew why the maiden had been sent. And the maiden and the son of the chief, who had turned from the cobra god because of love, were sent together into the jungle, and the drums sang their wild and secret song. But when they stood together beside the jungle pool, King Cobra was there before them. Malakon Haiya, swaying his hooded head as he looked at them. And in his eyes was death.
Uncle Frank, is he really talking to you?
I hope not, Betty. I'd hate to think what it could mean.
Late at night, while the council fire flamed, the son of the chief returned alone. And his heart was empty, and he knew not any man again, though the wise men cast their spell. And even today in his jungle temple, the ancient cobra god watches over his people as he has done for 1,000 years. And his is the wisdom of the East.
Wisdom of the East? He is talking to me.
And even today he remembers and he waits for the story of King Cobra, god of the secret jungle, is without end.
Golly, was he trying to scare everybody to death?
The hotel people must have a crazy idea of fun.
The manager's over there with the musicians. He obviously didn't know what story the fellow was going to tell.
Well, I guess not. That guy ducked out the minute he got through.
I'm glad Mother didn't stay to hear him. She can't stand snakes. Oh.
Shall I go up and get her, Uncle Frank, so we can have dinner?
Yeah, do that, Bob. We'll go in and get a table.
Okay. Oh, here she is. Come on back, Mom. It's all over.
Frank, Robert's going to have his dinner sent up. I thought I'd like to have mine with him.
Oh, all right, Dad.
Is Daddy feeling better, Mother?
Well, he says he is. Frank, is that man looking for you? The policeman you talked to?
What? Oh, yes, I think so. Bob, you and Betty go into the dining room. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Tuan, while storyteller speaking, a man gave me letter for Tuan.
Thank you.
The man could not come into a room. It is forbidden. The man will wait outside. If there is an answer to be taken.
I see.
What do you mean? Why couldn't the man come in?
Such men are not permitted. It is rule.
I know. Tell the messenger I will go as soon as possible tomorrow.
As Tuan said.
And give him this, will you?
Oh, it's too much, Tuan.
No, it's all right. And thank you.
It is nothing, Tuan.
Frank, who's that letter from? Where are you going?
It's from Dr. Shaw, and we're all going.
But, Frank...
I can't disregard what the yogi said, Dot.
You mean about not letting us out of your sight?
But what was all that about a time of terror?
I don't know yet, Bob.
Well, Frank, who is he, Dr. Shaw?
Well, I've never met him, but he's worked for the Inner Council for years. He's in a jungle village in Siam.
Siam? You can't be serious.
Well, we may not have to stay more than a few days. At least you may not.
Frank, listen to me.
No, Dot. There's a reason for this.
But...
There must be. And I promise you that as soon as I find out what it is, you can all sail for home.
Well, thank goodness that's settled. I'll tell Robert.
Good. But if I only knew what the yogi really meant. A time of terror.
Chandu's Assyrian money changer trick is back once more in a thrilling encore offer. Yes, once again, you can have this magic trick to mystify and entertain your friends for just 25 cents and a box top from a package of White King granulated soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. This trick is so clever, it is very hard to detect, yet so easy... Any child can do it. Listen. You lay a penny on a table. You cover it with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Then raise the block. And lo and behold, the penny has become a silver dime. Make magic your hobby. To get your Assyrian money changer, send 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or... three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.